Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mngela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhlaka 22 Nhlolanja 2025 ngudabo kancube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zethu kuna kwezulu akusoze ukuqeda udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Izulu eline kakhulu ezabelene eziningi zelizwe seliphazamise ezinye izilimo njengoba amasimu esetota. Abalimi sebedlela evalweni bese saba ukulahlekelwa yizilimo njengoba ubudlila bo sebuhlasela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa nomnumzana Eugene Dube, ingcwethi yezokulima.
Lonyaka into ekhonyezakeleyo, into yokuqala izulu lahamba, abantu balima kaningi, belo bephindaphinda bephindaphinda. Ubona kwezinye indawo ezinjengabo-Plumpton, bo-Cape, bo-Tsholoto, kungaba nendlala zidla ukuthi izilima zezanga kahle. But kwezinye indawo lapha uthi khona kwakwenze kahle, abaqalayo ukulima abathola izulu engathi laliliningi, hhayi ukuvuna sibili, hhayi bazavuna. But laba abathi baphuza, abalimele emuva kakhulu, ngibona kusuka ngenkinga yokuthi khona leli zulu abasoze bavune izivuno engathi sithi phezulu. Ngenxa yokuthi izulu lasona abaningi kakhulu, libe liningi kakhulu ejefa ukuthi abalimi babe nemvundiso yamifethelaza le yaphezulu esithi i-enina liyana ukuze bakwazi ukunqoba ney'nkinga yezulu eliningi kakhulu, ngoba izulu yabaningi kakhulu, ukudla kwezilimo kuyathathwa izulu kuhambe phansi. So ngibona engathi khona abalimi abaningi abasoze bavune ngoba izulu seliliningi kakhulu.
Kukhona na abalimi abangakwenza okungenza ukuthi laloba kungamanga kuhle bethole nje isivuno esingani singcono, kumbe akusela okungenziwa?
Akukhona okungayenziwa. Into yokuqala ngibona kule into le abadefall angweni obudle lo osenza osubole emasimini, ngibona kakhulu ne-fall angweni ne-stock border sekuwona kakhulu. So ngiyake ngibona ukuthi abaningi one baqasa ukunqoba leso i-loven i-problem le siyibona kakhulu, leyo nkinga yokudla sokusidla izilimo zabo. Okwesibili, njengoba izulu liningi kakhulu, abalimi kabasahlakuli ngoba kuyakumanzi. So lapha siyakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi hhayi kabazali ngamandla wonke ukuthi lesi noma amakhuba engakwanisi ukuthi khona bahlakule lesi bangahambe besiphuna ukuze isimo sabo sonesana zitshaya ngumoya. Okwesithathu, ngibona ukuthi khona abalimi bangasebenza leyo mvundiso yaphezulu kakhulu. Almost every 2 weeks, belokhu beyifaka, because ngenxa yezulu elinayo, ngenxa belokhu befaka leyo fertilizer, iyathathwa futhi, befaka futhi i-fertilizer, iyathathwa futhi. But almost every 2 weeks, kungakwazi ukuthi khona ukuthi banqobe, bakwazi ukuthi bavune.
Umnumzana Eugene Dube, ingcwethi yezokulima, esebenza le nkampani ethengisa inhlanyelo e-AgriSeeds. Obesecingweni le-Studio 7, Ego Bulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezilela amalungelo ezihambi ezisebenzisa amabhasi zamukele ngenjabulo isinqumo sikahulumende sokumisa ukusebenza kwebhasi ye-Urban Connect ebulale abantu abangamashumi amabili lanhlanu engozini yomgwaqo. Ibhasi le imiswe ukusebenza okwenyanga eziyisithupha kusachwayisiswa ingozi eyenzakala emgwaqweni we-Beitbridge Maswingo. Umphathintambo ohlangothi lukahulumende wabona ukuthwalwa kwempahla lozulu, umnumzana Felix Mona, kuyena liviki wazise ukuthi le bhasi ibingela maphepha eneleyo. Uthe uhlangothi lwakho lizaqinisa ukulandela kwemithetho njalo amabhasi angela maphepha awasoza avunyelwe ukuthwala uzulu. Ukuhlazana ludaba sixoxa lonobhala jikelelwa inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association, umnumzana Paul Makiwa.
Ngayithanda ukuthi ngikhangele indaba leyo ngamehlo amabili madabezulu eZimbabwe. Okwakuqala nxa sikhangele okukhulunywa nguminista obe-Rift Authority ne-Passenger Insurance Policy, nxa ibhasi leyo kade ingalakho okunye yangkhona yakuthela njalo. Kutho ukuthi abantu abangabe sibabona basehlangothini lokuphambanisa yi-Ministry of Transport, siphinde njalo sibize thina ukuthi yona i-Ministry of Home Affairs amapolisa. Ibhasi leyo izihambe siye lapho ekade isika khona, iziyofika lapho ekade isiya khona singala maphepha la kade kuhamba njalo. Yilo icala esilibonayo kuqala. Angisithi ukuthi ngiyanika icala kuhulumende, kodwa izinto esisegcekeni ngokuba uhulumende ukhona ukuthi alondoloze impilo kazulu. Ye-i-suspension ngiyayibona ikade sibike 6 months, kodwa labo kabazinika amakhwapha njengabantu abadala balungisise, ikakhulu njani i-Ministry of Transport ne-Ministry of Home Affairs. Kunengenhlala ngikukhuluma ngibatshela ukuthi kugcenwa yini badala khona ngapho, ngokuba nxali ngabukisa khona ngapho langapha abafika sekuleke.
Libona sengathi isinqumo lesi sithethwe sizaqeda na udubo lwengozi lezi ezemgwaqweni ikakhulu ezamabhasi.
Into enkulu yakuqala, asinamgwaqo eZimbabwe. Icinjena asinamgwaqo eZimbabwe. Ungakhangela umgwaqo nalo esijele ukuba lengozi kakhulu, iBedbugs Masingo, kukhanya sani yo wothi umgwaqo ukhanya sani singono. Yikho libona imoto ziflada khona ngale.
Sibona njalo ukuthi umchayeli walibhasi ukhanya sengathi layo ubengela maphepha eneleyo nxa kukhangelwa ke i-retest. Aba izihambi zona zingenza njani ukuthi zibone ukuthi zivikelekile nxa zingena ngemigwaqweni?
Ngingakhangela umthetho we-International Transport Fleet Agreement nxa sisiya kuma-public safety vehicles. Uthi yona imota yonke ethwala uzulu kumele esingathi thina ngama-particulars emota, iphinde i-display ama-particulars ka-drive.
Umnumzana Paul Makiwa ngunobhala jikelelo inhlanganiso emela izihambi eZimbabwe Passengers Association. Ubesecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Nanxa kusina izulu elinenge eZimbabwe, yabahlali bezansi emaNdebeleni bathi udubo lwamanzi kalusoze luphele ngoba amadamu amaningi agcwele inhlabathi njalo malutshwane kakhulu amadamu eMathabeleland South. Ukwakhiwa kwedamu leThuli Manyange elikhangelelwe ukuqeda udubo lwamanzi eGwanda South lithuthukise le nhlelo zokulima ngokuthelezela lwamiswa nyakenye ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemali. Gubiga uAlbert Ncube.
Lamlela ndwandwe,
lamlela
ndwandwe,
lamlela. Abahlali besigabeni seGwanda bathi kuyadanisa ukuba amanzi amaningi azageleze emfuleni ayefike elwandle kulandela ukunakahle kwezulu lonyaka. Bathi lokho akusoze kuqeda uhlupho lokuswelakala kwamanzi esigabeni lesi esilamadamu amalutshwane. Iningi lithi kalifuni ukuphinda likubona okwanyakenye lapho elabhekana lodubo lokusilelwa kwamanzi okwabangelwa isikhudumezo somkhathi ese-El Nino esadala isomiso esesabekayo eMathabeleland South lezinezabelo eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Zwelithin Gabula oyisakhamuzi esitezi okuyindawo ehlezi ibhekane lodubo lwamanzi uthi kumbalwa okumele kwenziwe ukuze kulondolozwe amanzi.
Okokuqala, kusamele sikhangele ukubana and management ye-catchment area siyayiphakamisela ezingeni eliphezulu, silondoloze ezemvelo, sibone ukuthi kasigamule izihlahla, kasihise utshani, kasilimi silandela ukugenquka komhlaba. Kusamele kuthi-ke kiwo amadamu sibone ukuthi siyakhukhula ingcekeza, sikhukhule udaka lenhlabathi okungabe sokuthe kwangena phakathi kwemadamu kusehlisa ukutshona kumbe lokwenelisa ukubamba kwawo amanzi.
Amazwi la agcizelelwe ngumnumzana Collins Banda oyisakhamuzi eNtebe njalo olwela ukulondolozwa kwezemvelo.
Amanzi awabona ubuningi ayadlula khonapha emfuleni, imfula uyagcwala, igcwala imfula iziyeqa amabridge. Kodwa sekufike isikhathi sobusika, kuzathi lapho sekusilela silela silela sila manzi engasatholakali sesikhona sesikhumbula ukuthi kanje sike saba lamanzi amaningi bekufanele ukuthi kathesi nga ukuthi kunje siwamanzi engene ezindaweni lapho esiwa store khona esingathi na storage kuthi ebusika laphana siyenze imizamo leyo yesilokho esingathi thina i-water harvesting siwavune amanzi siwagcine sisenzela kwelizayo lapho abengasatholakali khona
ufana uthi bekuza kuba ngcono ngabe seliphelile okwakhiwa idamu letulumanyange elikhangelwe lokuthwala amanzi amaningi kakhulu
idamu elinjengelemanyange elikhulunywe iminyaka leminyaka lalamhlanje lokho kukhulunywa ngalo kodwa lingaphuthi ngangokunye ukuthi kathe siyakwazi ukuthi umfula uthuli amanzi ama amanzi agcinakala lapho sesiwafuna sizawathola idamu lemanyange libhekwe ngo-1974 sekuchaya abo 50 years lamhlanje akuphumi lutho
loba kunjalo okwamanje izakhamizi ziyakuthakazelela ukubona kwezulu ezigabeni zabo ukansila kawa 13 umnumzana Nicholas Ndlovu uthi sokukuhle emakhaya kulandela ukubona kwezulu lokhu
abanyithi izulu lonyaka inkosi sibonile ende kusibone silibele uyazi amanzi mane ngokunye omalisayo endaweni yakithi izulu liyanayo imisenya yonke sivukile amaxhapho sekhona kodwa ubuhlu ngobukhona nampu amanzi wonke la ahamba
imizamo yokuxoxisana lo sikomithi wegwanda inkosazana noMathemba Ndlovu lomeli wedalela ephalamende kwana South umnumzana uMphile Maropi ngalolu daba iyehlule ngoba umakhalekhukhwini babo bengangeni urhulumente wake waba lohlelo lwe-give a damn campaign ngeminyaka yama-1980s kusiya kuma-1990s olwalusekelwa ngorhulumente abathiyeneyo kula madamu agoqelele jobe imthabezi lamanye akhiwa ngalesi sikhathi urhulumente uthi kungaphela ukwakhiwa kwedamu lethulumanyange luzaphela udubo lwamanzi emathebeleleni South usenjalo zikhala ezimathonsi izakhamizi kawa-13 egaranyemba lentepe ngemva kokuba omunye umama ethethwa ngumfula ngolwesibili egaranyemba watholakala sefile kuthi njalo umfundi wentepe primary school laye uthethwa ngumfula kodwa ubengakabonakali ngolwesithathu izanuse zomumo omkhathi zixwayisa uzulu ukuthi angalingi ukuchapha imfula egcweleyo ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Intengo yempahla egoqela ukudla amafutha emota lokunye yaqhubeka ikhuphuka eMelika ngozibandlela. Intethelo izindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias uxoxa lengcwethi zenotho ngokungenziwa ngohulumende kaTrump ukuze ehlise intengo yempahla. Umbiko ohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngezisebenzi uveza ukuba intengo yempahla yakhuphuka ngesilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini ngozibandlela nxa iqathaniswa lanyakenye. Unkosikazi Alison Shraga owekolitshi leManhattan Institute uthi intengo yempahla iyakhwela.
The cost of housing is still going up. Services were still expensive. Good prices were going down largely from recoveries from the pandemic and that progress
aqhubeka ekhuphuka. Intengo yempahla ibisehla ngemva kokuphela komkhuhlane weCovid kodwa ukwehla kwentengo sekumile.
Ofundisa izifundo zenotho eMontclair State University usikhwicamfundo Edmund Berisha laye uphe umbono wakhe.
We are doing pretty good in terms of the unemployment rate, which means people are working, people are making money, and when people do that, they spend, and that high spending is...
Inani labantu abangela misebenzi liphansi, okutsho ukuthi abantu bahola imali, ngakho bayayisebenzisa ukuthenga impahla okuyikho okwenza intengo iqhubeke iphezulu.
Laloba ingcwethi zisithi umongameli Donald Trump wathola umnotho oqhuba kuhle yena upha owayengumongameli umnumzana Joe Biden umlando wokushiya intengo yempahla ikhuphuka.
This was caused by Biden. I had 4 years of virtually no inflation, so I'm just taking over.
Lokhu kwabangelwa nguBiden. Ngakhokela okweminyaka emine intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki.
Ingcwethi yezomnotho unkosikazi Alison Schrager uthi ezinye inhlelo zikahulumende kaTrump zilakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho.
Particularly corporate tax cuts, potential more tax reform, some of the deregulation will also boost the economy.
Ukwehlisa imithelo yamankampani lokumisa eminye imithetho yezenotho kulakho ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Abathengi abakhangelelwanga ukuphathiseka kudaba lwama-interest rate, kodwa zikhona ezinye indlela ezingasetshenziswa ukwehlisa intengo yempahla, kutsho umnumzana Edmund Berisha.
You want to support the free market as much as you can. The other thing is we want to stimulate the production too.
Kumele kusekelwe inkululeko yemikambo. Okunye esikufunayo yikuthuthukisa ukukhiqizwa kwempahla.
Umnumzana Berisha uthe ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla kuyinto eyenzakala emazweni omhlaba, njalo amanani aveza ukuthi umnotho weleMelika ulokhu uqhuba kuhle. Udaba loluqoqe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lalethulela yimi uTabo Kangcube oweStudio 7. Okwakhathesi siye kusithandekile mhlanga esipha uhlelo lwabomama.
Nanso ingxoxo esiliphathele yona kwezabesifazana lamhlanje.
Ngizwe ngokuhlela inkosi Nyoke, I'm a sports blogger. I-blog yami kuma-socials ethela u-sportsgrind ukuthi kuhle. Then my website is sportsgrind.com. Umdlalo ikakhulu wenguqu angazi, I think ukuthi egazini. Ngikhule nje ngiwuthanda, abanye kubukela amapopayi ngake ngithanda ezenguqu. I think umama wami naye waba lesandla khonapho ukuthi ngithande ezenguqu because wayethanda i-Liverpool. So nxa kulo mdlalo ku-TV ngizahlala laphana ngibukele la. My first favorite sport was i-athletics, but yeah, ezenguqu zakuya zangitshontsha.
Kodwa wake wayidlala yini?
Hayi, professionally angizange ngayidlala.
Ku-website yakho lokubloga kwakho kwini kahle kahle kabukwenza?
My focus kakhulu is ukuthi ngikhave especially laba abangakhava kakhulu mainstream media. You know, you find ukuthi kulama juniors, kulamankazana kakhulu. You really find story kubokhroniki, kubo-Sunday News about amankazana or i-league yabo and ukuthi kwenzakalani. So my passion in starting this was to give voice to those that are not given the platform to showcase i-talent labo and be heard ama-voice.
Baningi abalandeli bakho bayakubona okwenzayo njalo bakukhwabitha.
I think grown attention yabantu abaningi Facebook checker. I think nge 31,000 sangumbi followers. I do WhatsApp channel though ngiqale ka chat live, but sengu 1,600 channel from pani WhatsApp la ku Twitter la ku yakhula kancane.
Uyibona njani ikusasa yemidlalo dalo yabesifazana ikakhulu ukuhlandla lenguqu lapha?
Indalo yabesifazana ngathi iku-growth stage, and I would advise abakuma-business ukuthi if you want that exposure le-business lakho, you can risk it emidlalweni yabesifazana because yiyo esakhulayo. Laba abafana they've grown and they were there and asisela interest much, but if kubuya umuntu esithi I'm sponsoring team yabafana, the world will buzz around that person because we really get at that. And umdlalo wabesifazana sikhula, it's currently the most expensive player to translate player in Zambia, born and bred and groomed in Zambia. Uma sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe asikaqakathekisi into zemidlalo lezi kakhulu, especially imidlalo yabesifazana. We still have that patriarchy mindset yokuthi ibhola abantwana abangabafana. kwabantwana
leyo ingcwethi ecubungula umdlalo wenguqu ubuhlebe nkosi Ncube olekhasi lakhe kunkundla yokuxhumana ekulenjini elazakala ngokuthi Sports Grind with Buhle njalo etholakala kufacebook twitter whatsapp nakuwebsite asidibaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazane elami usithandekile mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga sithandekile okwakhathe siye kuntungameli Nkomo esipha uhlelo liphuma le ndaba litshone le ndaba.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokwendiswa kwabantwana oluqhubeka lugxila elizweni. Kulokhulu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lanye 91 ogwetshwe ngomthethwandaba weshurugwi ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwendisa indodakazi yakhe eleminyaka elichumi lanhlanu 15. Ukhulu lo ugwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili ndawonye lonina kajaha oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu obendiselwe kuye luntombazana. Kodwa inkantolo isuke yabeka eceleni lesi sigwebo. Abasolwa laba bephula umthetho we-Marriages Act. Wona othi kulicala ukwendisa owesifazana oleminyaka ephansi kwelishumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Sixoxa lolwela amalungelo abesifazana unkosazana Linda Mpofu.
Udaba lokwendiselwa abantwana lubuhlungu kakhulu, ludaba olungithinta emoyeni ngoba lingizele amantombazana. Lubuhlungu ngoba umntwana ole 15 years kuyini akwaziyo ngokuya kwakha umuzi. Ungacabanga ngakho njengomuntu omdala ongumama oyisakhamuzi uyavelelwa yikwesaba losizi kakhulu. Engunanzelelayo yikuthi indlala umumo welizwe yiwo yenza abantu bagcine bethengisa abantu babo ngoba besenzela ukubana bathole inzuzo. Into leyi igxile ekuthini abantu sebeswele kakhulu sebedinga amaqhinga ukubana bathole labo bethunjini bese bebona kungcono ukubana bathengisa abantu babo bebendise ukuze bathole inzuzo, bathole inkomo, bathole amabele badle.
Ukhulu lo lomunye wakhe bagwetshwe inyanga eziyisishiyagalombili kodwa inkantolo isuke yesula leso sigwebo. Ungathini ngalokho?
Na ngokubona kwami mbone ngani isigwebo lesi sibe sincane sibili ngoba nxa wena usiyayendisa umntwana le 15 years kuyafana lokuthi umgwebela ukufa 15 years engxenye khonapho uyamendisela exhegwini labo 8 years yokubulala impilo yakhe, yokubulala nje yonke into yakhe, ingqondo zakhe lakho konke nje. So mbone ngani isigwebo lesi nje sincane. Engxenye nje umanje ukunanzelele ukuthi abasolwa laba iminyaka yabo njengobubaba selabo 90 something years, umama layo labo 60 something years. Engxenye ukhayele khonokho ukuthi bangagcina befele ejele. Kodwa eqinisweni isigwebo sincane kodwa sibuye sibonge nje ukuthi laso sibe khona sifakiwe isigwebo kulabo bonke abacabanga ukwenzayo khonokho sebezahle bebekwazi ukubana hayi impumela yokwendisa umntwana yisigwebo sokuthi uye ejele uyebika.
Kungenziwani kahle kahle Mampofu ukuze kunqandwe udubo lokwendiswa kwabantwana lolo?
Okuqakathekileyo khathesi ukuthi uhulumende lenhlanganiso zabomama lawo wonke umuntu angenele kulowo mkhankaso wokubana sigqugquzele ukuthi abantwana abangamankazana ngabangayendiswa bengakavuthwa. Yikho kwakuqala engingakutsho. Okwesibili, uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi abantu ababulawa yindlala bakithi, abantu kabathole ukudla, kabathole okuyethunjini ukuze bangacabangi ngezinye izinto zokubana kusasa labo bagcwalisa isisu zabo. Okwesithathu, uhulumeni kabone kananzelele ukuthi izikolo sezidura kakhulu abantwana abamankazana ukuze bagcinakale kuhle kakuzanye sibili ukuthi bagcine besesikolo indleko zesikolo zibe phansi abantu labo bafinyelele ukubana babhadale amafizi benze konke and then okunye okwesine yikuthi izigwebe ezinje kazikhwezwe sibili ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu lanxa esesithi wothazami ananzelele ukuthi ngingakwenja 10 years ngiyafela ejele wothi ngiyekele.
Sibonge unkosazana Linda Mpofu olwela amalungelo abesifazana. Ube kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Asibeni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi untunga milinkomo.
Siyabonga ntungamile inkomo ngokusipha uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Uhlelo abaculi bethu liviki sinomculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box ehamba leqembu lakhe lemkhologwe Shining Stars. Nangu exoxa nentungamile inkomo we Studio 7. Sizwe sakithi sonke olubengelelayo uMakhosi Ngwenya uyebuya ePlump esigabeni sasemkholokwe igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngokhula box umfana ophathe ezibandayo ngina 5 years ngisemculweni ingoma yami yokuqala i-single track ethi abantwana basathomeki yiye ngaqala ngayo and then kuzodinga umntana ngo 2024 azokhipha ethi amandlela embongolo yiyona leyo engiyimaketisayo kakhulu ukuthi abantu beyimamele befunde okuningi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Inombolo yami ngu 078-21-51-743 078-21-51-743.
Ngicula ngise South Africa. Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngicela kakhulu isapoti. Ngisapoti yabo, ngicela kakhulu ukuze ngikwazi nami ukuthi ngitshaye ingoma ngiye phambili, ngibenzele konke abakufunayo, abakudingayo engomeni. Ingoma zami nginethemba lokuthi zonke zinemessage. Ma ngabe bezifuna nami kuma digital stories, ngingasearcha Cooler Box and Mkholoke Shining Stars, azozithola ingoma. Ngiyabonga kakhulu 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 uma benganginika uxhaso lwabo. Ma kungayisiba abalandeli, ingoma ayikho. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ithole umusa.
Lo ube ngumculi werumba osacathulayo ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Cooler Box exoxa lo ntungamile inkomo we Studio 7. Singeke hlukani ke sikhangele ebesihamba phambili. Abalimi sebedlela ovalweni ngenxa yokuna kwezulu elinengi eseliphazamisa izilimo. Izakhamizi zithi ukuna kwezulu akusoze kuqede udubo lokusilela kwamanzi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwesilana namhlanje olivalelisayo ngotabo kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.